WNYC's Amy Pearl and Janet Babin are traveling along the coast for a pre-Memorial Day coast check to see what's changed since Sandy hit last October. They are now on Long Island. Janet, let's start with Jones Beach, a favorite destination of New York City sun worshippers. Can you see lingering evidence of Sandy's wrath there?
Well, you know, Amy, in Jones Beach, the beaches themselves are fine. They've been open since shortly after Sandy. But the boardwalk was hit. The boards actually got warped in Sandy's storm surge. And the new boardwalk officially opened today. Also, motorists may have noticed driving out to Jones Beach some damage to Ocean Parkway and to the traffic circle at Robert Moses. But that's not a problem now. It's all been repaired. And the roads are ready for a possible onslaught of visitors to Jones Beach this weekend.
Yeah, if only the weather will cooperate. Okay, so check Jones Beach. What about Fire Island?
Well, we actually visited Fire Island by boat today. I know the weather there has been miserable, but actually earlier today in Long Island, it was partly sunny. So we were on the south shore of Long Island, and we crossed the Great South Bay with Richard and George Remmer, these guys who own the Snapper Inn in Oakdale, Long Island, and we checked out Fire Island. George is a fisherman, so we went to some of the restaurants that he normally supplies in the summer months with seafood. We went to Matthew's Seafood House on Ocean Beach in Fire Island, and normally Matthew's is open by Mother's Day, but with all the Sandy repairs, there were still work crews at the restaurant today. They say they will be open for the first time tomorrow, and they are ready for Memorial Day weekend. We did see a lot of debris still around Fire Island. That was a problem on parts of the island, but the beaches and, for the most part, the businesses on Fire Island, they are ready for the weekend and for the summer season. The ferries are running on a pre-summer, on a springtime schedule.
So you were near the ferry terminal. How did those towns on the Great Bay across from Fire Island fare?
Well, the island itself, Fire Island, did buffer some of those towns along the south shore, but a lot of them, if you were right on the water, you were flooded. And a lot of people there are still hurting, just in other coastal communities, Amy, where we see people dealing with elevating their homes, dealing with the flood damage, wondering what to do. That's the situation there in those south shore towns. They're dealing with a lot of construction that's still going on, and people are still dealing with a lot of flooding.
Is it more flooding than usual? And does this have anything to do with the breach that happened after Sandy on Fire Island?
You know, it does have partly to do with the breach, but residents were telling me today that the South Shore has actually seen higher tides this winter since Sandy, and that's been happening up and down the East Coast. And more storms, about 8 storms, including nor'easters, blew through Long Island and caused this additional flooding. But yes, that breach is part of it. You've heard about it. It's been in the news. It happened during Sandy. A portion of Fire Island just washed away, and some want to spend the money to refill that breach with sand. But Richard Remmer, the guy who owns the Snapper Inn, who took us out on the boat today, says this is contributing to increased flooding on the South Shore. And at his restaurant, part of it is not open. Sales are off by $100,000, he says, since the storm. Here we are talking on the boat on the way out to Fire Island. This is what he had to say.
Obviously, as a property owner and you know, with a lot of neighbors who have the same situation, I'm concerned.
So he would thumbs up for him to spend the money to refill the breach. Others don't want to do that. They want nature to take its course. When you were out on the boat, did you see it?
Unfortunately, Amy, it was really foggy. Even though it was partly sunny, there was a lot of fog still happening right on the water. So we didn't get close enough to see it. But let me tell you, it is all that people are talking about on the South Shore, because it's actually a new source of water into the bay. And it's actually changing the ecology of the Great South Bay. It's making the water colder. And George, the fisherman, George Remmer, told me that the salinity is actually different. And because the water's colder, they're catching different fish.
Oh, interesting. Janet, thank you for the update. Where are you off to next?
We will hit the Fire Island Ferry tomorrow, and then it's off to Montauk tomorrow, Amy.
All right. We will be talking to you then. WNYC's Janet Babin and videographer and photographer Amy Pearl are touring the coast to check in on the shore ahead of the Memorial Day weekend.